This recording accompanies the language ab initio examination. Paper 2. Listening Comprehension for English, May 2024.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, May 2024.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua ab initio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva de inglés, mayo 2024.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear two friends, Cara and Bruce, discuss an exercise class.
I've joined the new exercise class.
Is that the one where you don't need weights, Cara?
Yes, Bruce. The class information says you can get fit in much less time than usual, even for older people.
Sounds good.
You have to push yourself really hard for 30 seconds on an exercise bike. Then cycle slowly for 3 minutes. You repeat this for 20 minutes in total, and that's it. But if you prefer running, Bruce, it takes even less time. That's because you run as fast as you can for only 20 seconds instead of 30. In both cases, to get the most benefit, you need to allow time to recover between classes. The most often you should do it is once every 5 days.
Even I can do that. Can I join you?
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
I've joined the new exercise class.
Is that the one where you don't need weights, Cara?
Yes, Bruce. The class information says you can get fit in much less time than usual, even for older people.
Sounds good.
You have to push yourself really hard for 30 seconds on an exercise bike. Then cycle slowly for 3 minutes. You repeat this for 20 minutes in total. And that's it. But if you prefer running, Bruce, it takes even less time. That's because you run as fast as you can for only 20 seconds instead of 30. In both cases, to get the most benefit, you need to allow time to recover between classes. The most often you should do it is once every 5 days.
Even I can do that. Can I join you?
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
I've joined the new exercise class.
Is that the one where you don't need weights, Cara?
Yes, Bruce. The class information says you can get fit in much less time than usual, even for older people.
Sounds good.
You have to push yourself really hard for 30 seconds on an exercise bike. Then cycle slowly for 3 minutes. You repeat this for 20 minutes in total, and that's it. But if you prefer running, Bruce, it takes even less time. That's because you run as fast as you can for only 20 seconds instead of 30. In both cases, to get the most benefit, you need to allow time to recover between classes. The most often you should do it is once every 5 days.
Even I can do that. Can I join you?
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a podcast about the attitudes of young adults, known as millennials.
Welcome back, everyone. In this series, we've been talking about lifestyles. In today's episode, we're going to talk about young adults, the millennials. First about their minimalism, then their attitudes to work. Minimalism means having few possessions. Today, many millennials prefer experiences over things. They get excited about a road trip, not about having a new watch. In fact, they will buy second-hand products if they buy anything at all, because it's less wasteful. Some people think millennials are less hardworking and less committed at work than older people, but that's unfair. They just want different things. When millennials choose a job, they don't always want the highest salary. Although the work environment is important, the most important thing is a good work-life balance. Once in an organization, they value flexibility over job security and even over support for personal development. Millennials are passionate about their beliefs and fully committed to them. That makes me feel bad because I never have time for mine. So that's the millennials, also known as Generation Y, though I know many of you are from Generation Z. Next time, you'll hear about my own generation, Generation X.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Welcome back, everyone. In this series, we've been talking about lifestyles. In today's episode, we're going to talk about young adults, the millennials. First about their minimalism, then their attitudes to work. Minimalism means having few possessions. Today, many millennials prefer experiences over things. They get excited about a road trip, not about having a new watch. In fact, they will buy second-hand products if they buy anything at all, because it's less wasteful. Some people think millennials are less hardworking and less committed at work than older people, but that's unfair. They just want different things. When millennials choose a job, they don't always want the highest salary. Although the work environment is important, the most important thing is a good work-life balance. Once in an organization, they value flexibility over job security and even over support for personal development. Millennials are passionate about their beliefs and fully committed to them. That makes me feel bad because I never have time for mine. So that's the millennials, also known as Generation Y, though I know many of you are from Generation Z. Next time, you'll hear about my own generation, Generation X.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Welcome back, everyone. In this series, we've been talking about lifestyles. In today's episode, we're going to talk about young adults, the millennials. First about their minimalism, then their attitudes to work. Minimalism means having few possessions. Today, many millennials prefer experiences over things. They get excited about a road trip, not about having a new watch. In fact, they will buy second-hand products if they buy anything at all, because it's less wasteful. Some people think millennials are less hardworking and less committed at work than older people, but that's unfair. They just want different things. When millennials choose a job, they don't always want the highest salary. Although the work environment is important, the most important thing is a good work-life balance. Once in an organization, they value flexibility over job security and even over support for personal development. Millennials are passionate about their beliefs and fully committed to them. That makes me feel bad because I never have time for mine. So that's the millennials, also known as Generation Y. Though I know many of you are from Generation Z. Next time, you'll hear about my own generation, Generation X.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a discussion between Dr. Müller and Fiona, a student, about rivers having legal rights like people have.
Okay, Fiona, let's talk about your homework, about how rivers can have legal rights just like a person. I find it fascinating, don't you?
Definitely, Dr. Müller. I didn't know we can see a river as a living thing and give it rights, like the right to flow and to be safe from pollution. This is great for protecting the environment.
That's the theory, but in practice, I think it will be many years before it works well.
Oh, I disagree. It already changes completely how we think about rivers and nature in general.
You are right that it changes our thinking about nature. But I believe it would be more effective for the ocean than for rivers.
Really? Oceans are so big, it's difficult for countries to agree about what to do.
Actually, most of an ocean belongs to nobody, so I think it's easier to agree.
I still think rivers are our first concern because their water becomes the ocean.
For me, the environment is interconnected, so I disagree there, Fiona. Anyway, let's look at two river case studies. Our first example is the Yarra in Australia, which is 242 kilometres long and was protected in December 2017. The Yarra River Protection Act means the Yarra is seen as a living being, Now, it is not just a resource to be used by humans, but it also deserves respect. Another example is the magpie in Canada, which is 200 kilometers long, almost the same length as the Yarra. In February 2021, the magpie gained legal rights. Its guardians, the Innu people, can now protect it for future generations.
That's so interesting. Thank you, Dr. Muller.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Okay, Fiona, let's talk about your homework, about how rivers can have legal rights just like a person. I find it fascinating, don't you?
Definitely, Dr. Muller. I didn't know we can see a river as a living thing and give it rights, like the right to flow and to be safe from pollution. This is great for protecting the environment.
That's the theory, but in practice, I think it will be many years before it works well.
Oh, I disagree. It already changes completely how we think about rivers and nature in general.
You are right that it changes our thinking about nature. But I believe it would be more effective for the ocean than for rivers.
Really? Oceans are so big, it's difficult for countries to agree about what to do.
Actually, most of an ocean belongs to nobody, so I think it's easier to agree.
I still think rivers are our first concern because their water becomes the ocean.
For me, the environment is interconnected, so I disagree there, Fiona. Anyway, let's look at two river case studies. Our first example is the Yarra in Australia, which is 242 kilometers long, and was protected in December 2017. The Yarra River Protection Act means the Yarra is seen as a living being. Now, it is not just a resource to be used by humans, but it also deserves respect. Another example is the magpie in Canada, which is 200 kilometers long, almost the same length as the Yarra. In February 2021, the magpie gained legal rights. Its guardians, the Innu people, can now protect it for future generations.
That's so interesting. Thank you, Dr. Muller.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Okay, Fiona, let's talk about your homework, about how rivers can have legal rights just like a person. I find it fascinating, don't you?
Definitely, Dr. Muller. I didn't know we can see a river as a living thing and give it rights, like the right to flow and to be safe from pollution. This is great for protecting the environment.
That's the theory, but in practice, I think it will be many years before it works well.
Oh, I disagree. It already changes completely how we think about rivers and nature in general.
You are right that it changes our thinking about nature. But I believe it would be more effective for the ocean than for rivers.
Really? Oceans are so big, it's difficult for countries to agree about what to do.
Actually, most of an ocean belongs to nobody, so I think it's easier to agree.
I still think rivers are our first concern because their water becomes the ocean.
For me, the environment is interconnected, so I disagree there, Fiona. Anyway, let's look at two river case studies. Our first example is the Yarra in Australia, which is 242 kilometers long and was protected in December 2017. The Yarra River Protection Act means the Yarra is seen as a living being. Now, it is not just a resource to be used by humans, but it also deserves respect. Another example is the Magpie in Canada, which is 200 kilometers long, almost the same length as the Yarra. In February 2021, the Magpie gained legal rights. Its guardians, the Innu people, can now protect it for future generations.
That's so interesting. Thank you, Dr. Muller.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.